I have 77.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
They like jet airplanes. Woo! They like long limousines. They like fine clothes.
On AM 930 WEOL.
And of course, the new 100.3 FM. 15 minutes away from 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. With you until 5 o'clock are myself, Andy Bull Barch, and my tag team partner, Mr. Matt Douglas. And it's time for us to head to the hotline for the first time today as we bring in Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. A huge sports weekend. So much to dive into. High school football taking center stage for us here tonight. College football kind of taking center stage last night. There are quite a few games on the docket tonight and throughout the weekend. Before we get to those games, my friend, let's get into your top five in the current college football power rankings. Who do you have lined up for your top five currently?
Yeah, the top five I've got right now, I got Clemson number one, and pretty good showing from them, even though Trevor Lawrence didn't play all that well last night. Managed to cover the number against Georgia Tech. It was a big number at that. Georgia Tech gives up over 630 yards in that game. Alabama number two for me. And the Dylan Moses injury is a little bit concerning for them because they were already down a starting linebacker. Now they're down two of them. They're going to be very young at the second level. Shouldn't bother them this weekend against Duke. But as we go forward here, we'll see how quickly those guys are able to progress. Georgia's number three. I mean, they're just very, very talented year in and year out. Very well coached by Kirby Smart. Got Ohio State number four, which may be a little bit optimistic because we don't really know what we're going to get from Justin Fields as of yet, but I would expect this defense to be a lot better now that Greg Schiano's not there. And number five is Michigan. And, none of us like that team up north, but, with Josh Gattis, now the offensive coordinator, should kind of take the shackles off of Shea Patterson a little bit. Michigan always has a good defense year in and year out. So that's my top five with Oklahoma, LSU, Florida, Michigan State, and then Texas A&M, who played last night, rounding out the top 10.
Let's take a look at some games on the slate for tonight. There are some pretty good ones, especially from a handicapping perspective. You've got 19th-ranked Wisconsin taking on South Florida a little bit later on tonight. Some games of intrigue. Colorado State taking on Colorado and at 10:30 tonight, Oklahoma State and Oregon State. Which games do you like tonight?
Yeah, I got to say that Wisconsin-South Florida game is really interesting. I actually have that game lined Wisconsin minus 16 in my power rating. So when it got down to 10, took a look at Wisconsin there in that one. It's back up to 10.5 now, but this is a really interesting line mover because over the summer we saw Wisconsin move up to a 13, even a 13.5 point favorite. This week, South Florida getting a lot of love out there in the marketplace, so the line came back down. I don't necessarily think it's justified. I don't like Charlie Strong very much. I like Wisconsin a little bit in tonight's game. Purdue and Nevada is a really fascinating game for me. Obviously, a little bit of Big Ten flair in there. Purdue is, they're an average team. They're a 7-6, 6-7 kind of team, laying double digits on the road in the altitude against Nevada. It's a really unique spot for Purdue. I actually like Nevada a little bit in that game. And then finally tonight, Oklahoma State and Oregon State. Oregon State's been terrible the last couple of years. But they're taking money today against Oklahoma State, new quarterback for the Cowboys, new offensive coordinator for them as well. So some questions about Oklahoma State here, making that long trip west to Corvallis, causing people to bet on Oregon State. I won't do it, but an interesting line move to say the least.
Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's take a look at not only tomorrow, but all throughout the weekend. There are some really good matchups that I want to hit on. I want to focus on one in particular here at the start. Georgia against Vanderbilt, 7:30 tomorrow night. Georgia's 4-0 against the spread in their last four SEC games and 19-7 against the spread in their last 26. But then you've got Vanderbilt, who's 5-1 against the spread in their last six, 5-0 against the spread in their last five SEC games also. What do you make of that matchup?
Yeah, I'd be pretty worried about this one for Vanderbilt. I mean, first of all, there's not a whole lot of home field advantage in Nashville for them because a lot of SEC teams or in their non-conference games, their fan base is travel. I mean, if you get an excuse to go to Nashville, why not do it? I went to South Carolina against Vanderbilt in the season opener back in, 2016, and you know, it was about 50-50. You know, a lot of Gamecocks fans there, a good amount of Vanderbilt fans for the opener, but that kind of, you know, wanes, especially as college basketball comes around. So not much home field advantage for Vanderbilt here. They're going to have a new starting quarterback after four-year starter Kyle Shermer's gone. Keyshawn Vaughn is one of the best running backs in the country. So Vanderbilt does have that, but it's very hard to run on this Georgia defense. Vanderbilt's defense gave up over 6 yards per play last year. The 22-point spread is pretty justified here, and this is a number that went up from 20 over the summer. So, you know, Vanderbilt hasn't even named a starting quarterback yet. That's never a great thing because it means that either guy has separated. So I'd look to take Georgia to win by a very big amount here in this game, but I don't know if it's one that'll make my card.
What are some of the other matchups that we should be watching for on Saturday? I mean, obviously, you take a look at one of the marquee matchups, if not the marquee matchup of the weekend at 7:30 tomorrow night, Oregon and Auburn. Are there some others in there that you really like?
That Oregon and Auburn game is fascinating. You've got some sharp money on Auburn. Some of the professionals do really like the Tigers in that game. The public kind of likes Oregon a little bit. And it makes sense. I mean, you've got a senior quarterback in Justin Herbert who could have gone number one overall last year. Goes back to college. Auburn starting a true freshman in Bo Nix. So some of the public bettors kind of looking at this saying, well, there's a lot more experienced quarterback for Oregon. But Auburn, I think they're just a faster, stronger, better team here. So I agree with that line move going up to 4. A couple of other games to touch on real quickly. This Ole Miss-Memphis game is fascinating to me because I do like Memphis. My power ratings have Memphis an 8-point favorite here. But this line's come down from 6 to 4.5. So somebody out there in the market really likes Ole Miss. I'm probably going to go against the grain and take Memphis in that one anyway. But that's an interesting line move. And also here, the late game on Saturday night, Fresno State and USC. This is set up perfectly for Southern Cal to look like the team that they're supposed to be. Fresno State losing its quarterback, top wide receiver, offensive coordinator. They're a depleted team relative to where they were last year as one of the top against the spread teams in the country. USC has to show me something in this game. If they don't, I will have a sour opinion on the Trojans the rest of the year, and it will kind of fall in line with what we've seen from the Pac-12 already this year, but especially over the last few seasons.
It's very rare that we get to ask you about a Sunday and a Monday college football game, unless, of course, it's bowl season, so we'll take advantage of that this week. Sunday, of course, Houston at number 4, Oklahoma, and then Notre Dame, 9th in the country, traveling to Louisville on Labor Day Monday. What do you like in these two games?
Some very respected money has come in on Houston for that game on Sunday night, line down from plus 26 to plus 23, one place showing plus 22 out there in the market. And I'm not a huge Dana Holgorsen fan, but he certainly has the right quarterback in De'Ara King. What this largely is, I think, is people aren't sold on Jalen Hurts as the quarterback at Oklahoma. And I can't really fault them for that. Yeah, he's a dual threat guy, but he's not the thrower that Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield are. So that's a little bit concerning for this Oklahoma RPO offense. I think Alex Grinch does a lot better with the defense here as the season goes along. But, you know, we'll see how quickly they take to that. And as far as Monday goes, this is a huge number for Notre Dame. And I think that last year, obviously Louisville was terrible, but they also quit on Bobby Petrino. And that was very clear very early in the season. They didn't have Lamar Jackson. They didn't have a set-in-stone quarterback. The defense gave up over 40 points per game. They quit. Scott Satterfield, the new head coach from Appalachian State, he's going to change the culture of that program in a hurry. They're lacking a little bit in the talent department, especially at the quarterback position, but they're going to play hard. And for Notre Dame here, going out on the road as a big favorite is a scary situation for them. I'd probably lean Louisville, if anything, there.
Dana Holgorsen, have to bring this up. We were discussing best sports villains earlier today. After a rough night at the casino, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but Dana Holgorsen is a dead ringer for Big Erm McCracken and Kingpin. Is he not?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's definitely his doppelganger for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you take that coach's hat off, he looks just like Big Erm McCracken, but neither here nor there. Adam, before we let you go, my friend, and let you enjoy your Labor Day weekend, which baseball games stand out to you tonight?
I'll tell you what, this Indians game is pretty interesting. I mean, you know, obviously you've got the impending hurricane heading towards Florida, so maybe the Tampa Bay players are a little bit distracted with everything that's going on. That being said, you know, Shane Bieber opened a massive road favorite in this game, minus 155. That line's come down about 20 cents to minus 135. So somebody influential out there does like Tampa Bay quite a bit in this spot. I like Shane Bieber to pitch well. So, you know, maybe the implication there to me, if people like Tampa Bay, maybe they expect the Indians offense to struggle a little bit. And, you know, hey, wouldn't be a surprise without Jose Ramirez out there. So I guess I kind of look for a low scoring game tonight because I think Bieber has success. But with the line moving in Tampa Bay's favor, suggests to me that we're probably seeing a lower scoring game.
Good stuff. Well, Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Have a good one, boys.
You too. Again, that's Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, a lot to sift through. There's some really good information on all of the college football games tonight, tomorrow, and then on Sunday and on Monday as well. It's hard to get used to seeing college football on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah,
but
it's only for it. Like you said, it comes around on bowl season and then at the beginning of the year before the NFL kicks off.
Yeah, it's fun stuff, though. Gives us something to watch every single day on this long Labor Day weekend. Yeah, some really good games. All right, let's get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we approach the end of hour number one. Coming up in the second hour of today's show at 4:10, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network will join us.